Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Man, oh man, folks, the Armed American Radio Studio is on a roll today. We're just having way too much fun talking about your freedoms. And a great program this one promises to be. My co-host for the remainder of this hour, Mr. Rob Pincus, is here. In addition to him holding, we have Mr. Keith Mueller. Keith Mueller represents Students for Concealed Carry on Campus. Coming up later in the show, the executive director of the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt. And man, does he tell it like it is. And I can't wait to get his perspective, because he's been interviewed all over the place, and Larry just flat out tells it like it is. I won't take away any of his thunder, but let's just say he has a ton of great bonehead nominations. But before we go to Students for Concealed Carry on Campus, I want to bring Rob Pincus in immediately, because we have a very special phone call, Rob, from an American hero, an unexpected phone call from the Middle East, from a member of the Georgia National Guard defending this country in the Middle East, listening to this program right now, Sergeant Paul White. Sergeant White, welcome to the program, and thank you for your service, my friend.
Thank you, and thanks for the great welcome. Had to stay up late for this show tonight.
I'm sure you did. Now, you're where? Can you tell us where you are?
The country is Qatar.
Okay, so you're out there in the Middle East supporting all of our troops out there. And we appreciate it. We can't even tell you how much we appreciate it. An American hero. And we want you to stay safe and come home safe in one piece and take some names while you're out there. And I've got Rob Pincus on the phone with us. And I understand, Sergeant, that you had a question for us. And I'm going to give the floor to you. Go right ahead, my friend.
Okay, yes. I've been listening to the previous airtime. And my question was, do any of the pro-gun lobbyists and pro-gun government officials actually carry in their day-to-day goings about?
Wow. Yeah. They do. The left, well, I guess, Sean, let's mention, I think, Senator Feinstein. Correct? I believe Maxine Waters has a California permit, well-publicized.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, Chucky Charles, the Ban Schumer, talks out of both sides of his mouth. Rob, that's a great question, because go ahead,
Sergeant. I appreciate you calling in, and certainly appreciate you listening, Sarge. The it's not just the antis or and that don't support guns that have permits. It's a lot of the pro gun politicians that also have those permits and carry. So, you know, at the end of the day, every politician is a human being, and every human being has the opportunity to try to defend themselves if they can. And some of them do choose to carry a firearm. I think that the ones that do it and then would support restricting our rights, you know, they're the ones that are the most troublesome to us. At the end of the day, I'd rather have that out there. Again, it comes down to education. I'd rather that those people, as human beings, as individuals with families and that need to protect themselves and need to protect their family, to protect their home, have that option. And the fact that they exercise that option, I think more and more people are aware of that kind of duality. I think more and more people, through programs, again, like Armed American Radio, through the efforts of everybody on the Internet that does so much as puts up a Facebook status with a link to something that exposes the fraud of people saying, well, no one else deserves the right, but I take advantage of it. I just think that works in our favor. So the more of them that get permits and we find out about it, the better.
Absolutely. And Sergeant, that question is a good one, because we do read about it. We do see, I like his term, the duality, the hypocrisy.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter whether you have a D next to your name or an R next to your name. We're all human beings, and we all have the right to defend ourselves. And this nation gives us that right, recognizes that right in our Second Amendment to the Constitution. Chuck Schumer has as much right to carry a handgun for his defense as I do and as you do and as your family does. And hopefully he does. But the problem that I have, obviously, is the fact that he's talking out both sides of his mouth. I'm better than you. It's the elitist attitude that we refer to.
Right.
That causes a problem. Did we answer your question? It's kind of tough to answer, but yeah, we know that they do.
Yes, yes, you did. Thank you very much, and I'm proud to serve. I joined the USCCA earlier today.
All right.
I'm all about getting the word out, and when I get back to the States, I will be helping in the fight. You can bet on that.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have you in here because I know you're a member of the Georgia National Guard, correct? Is that right?
Yes.
Well, then we're going to invite you into the studio here, which
would
be an
good.
Awful lot of fun, okay? Well, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for calling in from halfway around the world. We appreciate it very much. It means a lot to us here at Armed American Radio, Sergeant. Appreciate it. Stay safe. Come home safe, okay?
All right. Thank you, and I'll say good morning because it's 5 o'clock a.m. right now.
There you go. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Take care.
Rob, what a great call to get.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But, yeah, it's awesome. I know a lot of guys overseas are listening on the podcast after the fact, but the fact that Sergeant stayed up or got up early or stayed up all night, whatever he did to be able to hear us live is pretty cool.
The power and the magic of the internet feed and the live streams, folks. You can pick the show up anywhere in the world. We know that from our statistics that we have listeners, Rob, now in over 21 countries in 21 different languages, and that is a very neat thing, no question about it, as well as all 50 states, Canada, Mexico, and everywhere else. So that's fantastic. Thanks a lot for that call. That does mean a lot. Rob, before we went to a break, I mentioned an editorial that lambasted Armed American Radio somewhat, and you missed my little monologue on that prior to your call into the program today. Have you had a chance to look at that?
I have, yeah. I took a look at the link, and it does kind of trail off at the end and on his own, you know, his agenda. And it's, you know what, honestly, like, this guy's got a legitimate agenda. I don't know how much you got into it earlier in the show. He's interested in taking care of the mentally ill. That's
right.
Great. He's interested in keeping firearms out of the hands of mentally ill. That's great. Where he, you know, he doesn't even pay that much attention to our show. And then he goes on to say the reason he doesn't have a gun is that he thinks he personally is too volatile to be trusted with one. the editorial speaks for itself. I mean, if he'd paid more attention, you know, to the show, maybe he'd understood what we were talking about, the education
right.
we were trying to put out. And certainly to presume that we think, you know, quote unquote, using his words as an advocate, you know, for the mentally ill to think that we would suggest that someone in a using drugs on depressants, whatever state they're in, be allowed to have a firearm is kind of ridiculous. You know,
that's
the fact
that's
he ties
right.
Those two things together is typical. You know, let me distract you with this big wild headline about mayhem,
right.
And then talk about my personal agenda.
And that's what Sean and I focused on when we went through the editorial. Because as he blasted Armed American Radio briefly, I told Sean the only thing that upset me about the editorial was the fact that he didn't name the program. We have a lot of listeners out there in Brawley in Southern California, so next time, please mention the name of the program. Anyway. It was taken out of context. It was a discussion that we had. What he's referring to was a discussion with you here on Armed American Radio about keeping safe from criminals, how to defend your life and not be a victim of violent crime. So in the broader context. Anyway, I think we've beat that one down. It was fun to get your opinion on that, and it was fun to get that editorial today that appeared out there in California. Man, I'll tell you what. I don't even know where to go here anymore, Sean. We have really good news, Rob, about some pro-gun bills. You know, state legislatures are getting cranking up right now. Texas has got two pro-gun bills, one allowing guns in automobiles
yes.
at your employer. You're familiar with that one, Sean?
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about that earlier this week.
And, Rob, in addition to that, Texas is also, and I'll get you the bill numbers here in just a minute. I think you can find them at the NRAILA.org website as well. But Texas listeners, very important that you call your state representatives and ask them to sign on and sponsor these bills, co-sponsor these bills. One of them will allow guns in your automobiles at your place of employment as long as they are locked in the vehicle. You have a right to carry your firearm with you, and the employer does not have a right to tell you that you can't defend yourself to and from work or anywhere else you may go afterwards. The other one, Sean, important before I bring you back is campus carry.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to kind of preface that campus carry with the fact that we're going to be introducing Keith Mueller from Students for Concealed Carry on Campus, who will probably be able to tell us a little bit more about that. Is Keith with us?
Hold on just a second.
Keith?
Hello, Mark?
Hello, Keith. How you doing, man? Sorry about that little delay there. We're multitasking here on Armed American Radio today.
That's fine. I hate to correct you. It's actually Kurt.
Oh, Kurt, I'm sorry. I do apologize. And I'm bringing you in. We've got 30 seconds. What I wanted to do is kind of set you up, talk about that Texas bill, because we're going to see a lot more of the push for allowing guns on campus.
We do. We have bills actually introduced right now in three states. The Texas bill is Senate Bill 354, and it will allow concealed carry on campus. And we have bills introduced right now as well in Florida and Virginia, and I can certainly talk about those in time after the break.
And we will do it. That music means we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll get opinions from Rob Pincus and Mr. Mueller from Students for Concealed Carry on Campus about the bills being pushed right now to allow you, law-abiding students, to defend yourselves on campus. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
If you're looking for a small pocket gun that delivers the power of the .32 ACP with less recoil, you've found it in the North American Arms 25 NAA Guardian. Like its larger cousin, the .32 NAA Guardian, the 25 NAA outperforms many larger guns. At 1,200 feet per second, the 25 NAA delivers 20% more energy than larger .32 ACP cartridges, making it the perfect choice when a smaller pocket pistol is required for your carry needs. For more information on the 25 NAA Guardian, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Extreme Shock has done it again with the 223 AFR designed specifically for the urban environment. Imagine a 30-grain rifle round moving at 3,100 feet per second, whose frangible characteristics virtually eliminate ricochet and overpenetration within a limited space, making the Extreme Shock 223 AFR one of the safest rifle cartridges ever manufactured for home defense. For more information and to purchase the Extreme Shock 223 AFR, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back. Speaking of the Gun Owners of America, Mr. Larry Pratt, the executive director of said organization, will be here later in the show. And man, is he good, Sean.
Yes, he is.
Ooh.
I love having him on. And I like seeing him spar with Chris Matthews.
I love that. We keep talking about that every time Larry's on, and I keep mentioning that because that was really fun to watch. You're, of course, referring to the little escapade between he and Skip Coryell, mm-hmm. founder of the Second Amendment March, and Chris Matthews on Hardball. Let's play Hardball, Larry Pratt. You want to bring bazookas in? Do you really need a gun while you're here? Because they're so tiring to listen to.
And he does ask stupid questions like that.
He does. He definitely does. Kurt Mueller, Students for Concealed Carry on campus. Kurt, I want to apologize. I called you Keith.
That's okay.
Typo on my handwritten notes here. I saw the K and I went right to Keith. I apologize. Kurt Mueller, Students for Concealed Carry on campus. And you have some important things to talk about as we move forward now in the legislative sessions across the country just now start to get into full swing. Talk to us. The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Well, first, tomorrow morning I'll be going down to Richmond for our annual lobby day, which is always held on Martin Luther King Day. Good day is to celebrate freedom, to lobby the state legislature. And, you know, it's a good thing that we can talk to our elected officials about these important issues. And we have bills pending in three states right now to allow concealed carry on campus or to expand those rights. One of them that we're looking at is Texas. Senate Bill 354 would allow concealed carry on campus. It would allow private institutions to pass regulations banning it if they wanted to, but not public universities, which is perfectly proper. I mean, as institutions, they should respect all of the rights that are in the Bill of Rights from the first all the way through the 27th to the extent that they apply. And the Second Amendment's no different. We also have a bill in Florida, Senate Bill 234. And then the Virginia bill is pretty interesting. It's actually expanding it to ban all administrative agencies from passing any regulation. That's Senate Bill 1250 in Virginia. And if that passes, then colleges as well as any other administrative agency would not be able to pass any gun regulation. So it would be total preemption in Virginia, which would be a nice thing.
Now, by total preemption, you mean that the state of Virginia cannot, or would say that a university cannot say no.
Right. Because right now we have preemption against localities, which is a defined term, means cities and counties and things like that. So right now in Virginia, no city or county can pass firearm regulations, but this new one would preempt against agencies such as colleges and park agencies and any transit authorities, any other agency that would not be considered a locality. So you'd have preemption against both cities and administrative agencies from banning guns. So that would preempt colleges as well.
Let me ask you a question. I am of the mindset that a law-abiding citizen should be able to carry their firearm anywhere they have a right to lawfully be.
Right.
As a law-abiding person. No compromise in that respect. However, the reality of politics gets real muddled from time to time. Would you be satisfied, for example, because this is going to come up in debate, it's going to come up in debate on the floor in all three of these states, about the possibility of, well, let's compromise, and let's say, we're not going to say that they have to, we're going to let them make the decision, the universities I'm talking about.
Well, we're already there, at least in Virginia. Right now, it's not illegal, for example, to carry on a college campus, except in two campuses by special regulation, but generally speaking, it's not illegal right now. But they can pass rules so they can decide for themselves. And so Virginia Tech, for example, it's not illegal to carry at Virginia Tech, but they have passed rules. So if you're a student or faculty or staff, they'll expel you, they'll fire you, you know, things of that nature. So we're already there. And that situation has proven to not work in, for example, Virginia Tech, where unfortunately the fact that they were a gun-free zone turned out to be a fiction. And that was proven disastrously. So, you know, it would not be satisfactory to us for them to decide because they feel, you know, any more than they should have the right to completely curtail the First Amendment. You have the right to, on the college campus, to stand on the street corner, as it were, and stand on your soapbox and speak your mind. And we applaud all school organizations to do that. You know, if there's an anti-gun organization on the campus, and they want to have First Amendment rights, more power to them. You know, we want everyone to have First Amendment rights.
Well, First Amendment rights are under a significant attack right now,
too. They are under a significant
in the wake
attack.
Of Tucson that just exemplifies and puts under a microscope what we've seen coming from the left relative to the instantaneous attack on our rights to free speech, programs like this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The First Amendment's under attack, and it's been by both sides of the political aisle with respect to different issues. The left wants, we saw it in Pennsylvania at Community College of Allegheny County, where, you know, a year ago we had a student who wanted to pass out flyers regarding campus carry. And the school tried to ban her from doing it. You know, we had to threaten legal action. In Texas, we actually had to go to court. We went to federal court in Texas. We wanted to have empty holster protests. People just want to have a leather holster on their hip and have a little march, silent march on campus to say, well, you know, look at our holster. We've been disarmed. They banned them from doing that. And we had to go to Texas federal court, and they said, well, that's a First Amendment issue. You can't do that. So the First Amendment is as much under attack as the Second Amendment is. Indeed, you know, all constitutional rights are always under attack, and we should take that seriously.
How many states right now allow student carry on campus?
You know, it's hard to say how many allow it by state law. If you're asking what colleges actually do allow campus carry, it's actually not that bad. All the public colleges in Utah, you can carry concealed on campus. Right now, you can carry concealed at the University of Colorado and Colorado State University, as well as a dozen community colleges.
Now, the Board of Regents in Colorado backed off.
They
backed off, and you guys were successful out there, and that hats off to you for that.
Yes. But that's why we're fighting. We're fighting for rights in the courtrooms. We're fighting for rights in the state legislatures. We're fighting for rights in the court of public opinion. And, you know, that's why it's important for all your listeners to get involved in all kinds of gun issues. You know, if they're passionate about concealed carry or constitutional carry or whatever their personal issue is, you know, go fight that fight, because these things do not stand in isolation. You know, campus carry is not an isolated issue. It's an issue that reflects all other kinds of rights. So if you don't have concealed carry in your state, for example, and you can get concealed carry in your state, that's an important step for our organization as well. And, you know, we want you to go fight for the issues that are important to you. And every step that we have that helps to recognize gun owners' rights is a step that helps us in the long run.
These freedoms are all tied together. And I love the way you put it very succinctly. We tell people on Armed American Radio almost every week that you have to get involved. Join whatever organization you need to. Listen, I'll give you a good one here. GeorgiaCarry.org has done incredible work here in the state of Georgia and radically changed Georgia's draconian gun laws in a time span of 2 legislative sessions.
Absolutely.
And they've done an amazing job. Do you know what it costs folks to join GeorgiaCarry.org? 15 bucks a year.
Yeah.
15 bucks a year.
The word is incrementalism.
We call it incrementalism. We call it incrementalization here. It's even though it's not in the dictionary. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
At a parent-teacher meeting, Julie worried aloud about her preschooler. "I see Monique on the playground, and she's, well, stubborn," Julie told the teacher. "She waits for others to invite her in, then she wants everything her way, or she pouts." A thought struck Julie. Her own behavior at work was just like Monique's. Julie was slow to initiate, slow to compromise, or share. When people's projects failed to go her way, she acted like, well, like her daughter on the playground. But she could change. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. From the playground to the office to the boardroom, the same essentials identify a team player: openness, generosity, flexibility, and patience. Julie changed. Can you? It's the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, I'm country music singer and host of Three Gun Nation, Mark Wills. You know, I rank my firearms freedoms right up there with my passion for music. And I'm looking very forward to joining my good friend Mark Walters in the Armed American Radio Studios as a guest co-host coming up in February. We'll talk about guns, music, and freedom. It don't get any better than this.
Woo! And I'm looking forward to having you in the studio, Mark. We need to play the rest of that out. Yeah, there it is. I know it's going to cut off because I sent him the clip, unfortunately. But we're looking forward to having, get this, multi-platinum country recording artist and host of the very popular Three Gun Nation program here in the studio with us real soon, right after the SHOT Show, hopefully, within a couple weeks anyway after that. That's why we left the date unannounced, but we can tell you it will be in February, hopefully the first couple weeks of February. Take a listen to this quote, folks. "I have no reservations about pushing this bill. We are one of four states that doesn't have open carry. It's the right thing to do," said Evers, a Republican from Baker in Northwest Florida. "The only way to stop a perpetrator is with equal force. Wow. Imagine that. What that's referring to is the Florida bill seeking to ease weapons laws. I love the way the media frames these things that we were just talking about with our guest, Kurt Mueller. Kurt, welcome back.
Pleasure as always.
What this is, I got an email here from our friend Chuck Fricky down in Tampa, avid listener of Armed American Radio, and he sent me the email and says, hey, if you get a chance, check this out during the break. Now, I've seen this. I've seen a number of these things on the alerts we put out. But it's important that people understand what's happening. You know, Florida's an interesting state, Kurt. Pioneered concealed carry with the modern laws.
Absolutely.
That we have today, back in 1987. And at the time Florida put the concealed weapon law in place, they wiped out the right to open carry. Now Florida is one of only four states that doesn't have some type of open carry on the books. It's just kind of, you know, one of those weird things. And you don't think about that in Florida. We talked about Florida last week and the week before, and about a month or several months ago, because Florida also has very strong state preemption laws, and we're finding out that Lee County down in Fort Myers has been banning, you know, guns, lawful gun owners, gun permit holders in county parks in violation of state preemption laws. We find out down in West Palm Beach, in fact, we gave her a bonehead of the week, the councilwoman down there, who was just shocked and can't believe, oh my gosh, I'm worried about our parks and the future of our state. It's been legal for 25 years, lady. Okay? You should have been worried about it then because nothing's happening now. But gun owners with concealed weapons permits would be allowed to openly carry those weapons in public under a new bill that is working its way through the state legislature this spring. And besides allowing weapons to be carried in the open, it will also allow permit holders in Florida to carry those guns at universities and in private schools. And that's exactly what we were just talking about, Kurt. So I'll let you talk a little bit more about that and what direction Florida is now going.
Right. So that's
finally.
Yes, absolutely. That's Florida bill, Senate Bill 234 that we're talking about. And Mark's right on the money here. It will allow people with concealed carry permit to both open carry, and it will remove the criminal penalties for carrying at universities. And when you were talking about how, you know, when they passed concealed carry, they took away this open carry thing, a similar thing happened in Virginia when they went to shall issue. That's part of the quote-unquote compromise of that. They took away the right to carry concealed at restaurants, which up until that time was legal. And it took until last year for the gun lobby to finally get that compromise thing changed. So now you can concealed carry in a restaurant in Virginia as long as you're not drinking. So, you know, those are part of the decisions you make when you're going into legislation. You realize that if you make a compromise, it might be 10 or 20 or 30 years, if ever, that you'll be able to undo that compromise. So that's a difficult decision when you reach that situation. But, you know, to look at the situation as it is now for gun owners nationwide, you know, since 1987 and how our gun rights have been recognized to such a large degree in that time frame, it does bring a lot of warmth to your heart, and the momentum is all in our direction. So, you know, I'm very optimistic about the future, and, you know, these bills that we have pending right now in three states, we are currently tracking five other states with language. We're expecting them to be introduced. Those other states are Oklahoma, Tennessee, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Idaho. And every year, it makes, when we get one step further, one more gun control legislation removed, makes it one step easier for us to have those rights to carry peacefully everywhere that we go. And, you know, that's all we're looking for, is for law-abiding citizens who have obeying the law and are peaceful and going about their daily business. They don't want to harm anybody. They don't want to hurt anybody. The last thing they ever want to do is draw a weapon and hurt somebody, but they carry for their own protection, for their own safety, because the police can't be everywhere all the time. And all we want is the right to go in peace, and that's all we really
need. Well, a police officer is heavy, too. It's hard to carry one around with you.
Yes, they are.
Everywhere you go. It's easier to carry a 1911 with two or three extra magazines. On this program, Ted Nugent said, what did he say, Sean? Six or what, 10 extra magazines?
Yeah.
For his 10 millimeter? Oh, yeah. That's a lot of ammo.
I hate to disagree with Ted. That seems much
it's impossible to disagree with Ted, especially when he's on the show. But he's right. He's right. He's making a point. But, you know, metaphorically speaking here, obviously you can't carry a police officer around with you.
Yes.
But it sure is easier to carry a little bit of extra ammunition. You know, Florida really has it going on because Florida has one of the best lobbyists on the planet. And that's Marion Hammer. And she has done an incredible job in Florida. Here's what's so important about open carry. Let's set the record straight about open carry. And let's set some of these anti-gunners apart who think, oh, man, I just want to carry your guns everywhere. And, you know, everybody sees them, you get nervous. I open carry. I've never had anybody say anything to me when I open carry. Not one time. Not one time. Walked right through Home Depot. Nobody says a word to you. You're not a threat. They don't even notice it. Now, what's important about Florida is, and I know you'll agree with me, Kurt, people are concerned about, and I spent a lot of years in Florida. I'm a longtime former resident of Florida. Both my kids born there, in Tampa, in fact. You have to worry about what's called printing in Florida. Yep. That gun concealed means concealed in Florida. And it cannot be discernible to what? The normal eye. To what anybody reasonable, you know, they use the term what a reasonable person would see, okay? You're walking down the road, you got your shirt tail out, very common in Florida. Wind blows it open, your gun is exposed. You've committed a crime.
Absolutely.
You've committed a
crime. That's part of the problem when you have only concealed carry or only open carry, because you have the flip problem. If you have only open carry, and you have your shirt tail or your jacket and it happens to swing over, then, you know, you're suddenly breaking the law.
Well, that's a problem. And I had to concern myself with that for many, many years in Florida. One of the biggest complaints, you walk into a restaurant, it's legal to lawfully carry your firearm in a restaurant in Florida. In fact, we had an email question about that a couple weeks ago about, you know, can you carry in a bar in Florida, can you carry in an establishment that serves alcohol? The answer to that is yes, you can carry in an establishment that serves alcohol. But you cannot be in the section of the restaurant that sole purpose is alcohol. In other words, a great analogy is a Bennigan's or an Applebee's or something like that. You can sit over in the booth in the dining room section, but you can't sit at the bar. That's absurd, too. We'll talk about that later. That's a whole other topic for another show. But when you walk into a restaurant in Florida where you have a lawful right to be with your firearm, you take off a top coat, sports coat, outer jacket, shirt, maybe you got a t-shirt on, and your gun becomes exposed briefly. You're breaking the law. And that's a problem when you're not a lawbreaker. I'm Mark Walters. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back with more with Kurt Mueller from Students for Concealed Carry on Campus right after these messages. Don't go away.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Introduced in 2001, the North American Arms Guardian 380 ACP is extremely popular with law enforcement and civilian concealed carry. The Guardian 380 ACP delivers great stopping power in a small design that fits easily in a pocket, purse, or one of many holster designs. The North American Arms Guardian 380 ACP is extremely high quality, convenient, reliable, and incredibly effective. Backed by North American Arms lifetime warranty, the Guardian 380 offers optional 10-round magazine capacity. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com. Whether you're enjoying a day at the range or out in the field on the hunt of a lifetime, you need the Allegiance On Duty TRP Trauma Readiness Pack. The TRP is much more than a traditional first aid kit and contains everything you need in an emergency to save a life. Airtight, sterile, and waterproof, the TRP is a must-have for every shooter's bag, backpack, ATV, boat, or home. For your TRP emergency pack, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Take a listen to this. This is from Florida. Let's stay on this topic briefly, then we're going to move on to something in New Jersey. I'm interested in getting Kurt's opinion on this. You folks in Florida, listeners down in the West Palm area, Central Florida, in the Gainesville, Ocala area, listening to us right now, Fort Walton, Destin, Eglin Air Force Base, take a listen to this. You have a freshman rep, Kathleen Pasadomo, I guess. I apologize if I'm not pronouncing her name right. She's from Naples, beautiful place. She's an attorney. She says she's struggling with the issue of open carry in Florida, and she's taking a wait-and-see issue. And I quote her, "I understand and appreciate an individual's right to bear arms. However," you got to love those buts and howevers when they bring those in. "However, on the other hand, it's disheartening when someone uses those rights to go on a shooting spree." All right. Are we going to pick this comment apart? It would be easy to do. What I want to point out is that you folks in Florida have a huge ally in your new governor. This legislation, I'll go out on a whim here and tell you that I believe this legislation is going to pass in Florida. I have good information there, and I'm certain that the governor will sign it. So a big, cautiously optimistic congratulations go to Florida. Kurt, welcome back to Armed American Radio.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure.
I want to mention something that's going on in New Jersey here. We spent some time a few weeks back.
I love New Jersey.
I hear you
laughing.
Oh, by the way,
I
hear
you
laughing
so much for your efforts in helping get that individual freed from that New Jersey jail when he was moving from a few programs ago. That was outstanding effort on your part, and I really appreciate it personally.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. It wasn't me. We just simply regurgitated the truth, which is what we want to do here. And when you see something like that happen, you know, listen, folks, I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on. You all know right from wrong. Human beings know right from wrong. You get it. You understand that gut instinct. And this was wrong. So we're very carefully watching this work its way through the appellate court. Our hats off to Christie. We're talking, of course, about Brian Aitkins. His attorney, Evan Knappen, was on the show twice with great news, and we appreciate him taking his time. We're looking forward to having him back on. Interestingly, there is another case in New Jersey. And this is extremely important. And it's a nice little segue. Sean, you like that word, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Right. From Florida. Because we're talking about transitioning from concealed carry to open carry inadvertently. A coat blowing open, Kurt, for example, as we discussed. Ignorance is no excuse, folks. And there's a case of a Connecticut individual misinformed, badly misinformed, on New Jersey's gun laws, of which the appellate division of the state superior court has ruled against him. This was a case, a gentleman's name is Michael Antrim. He's 54 years old. He's from New Haven, Connecticut. On November 17th of 07, he was traveling through New Jersey. First mistake, go around it. He was going to Pennsylvania. He could have gone the New York State Thruway, for crying out loud. But the fact of the matter is he stopped to get gas. The gas station was closed. He was trying to pump gas. The pump was shut off, obviously. An officer showed up, wanted to know what the heck he was doing there. Asked him for his driver's license. Found out, Kurt, that his driver's license was suspended. While detaining him, he asked about weapons. Did he have anything on him? This gentleman had a loaded .40 caliber semi-automatic handgun in a holster on his belt. He showed the officer that he had permits for the gun from Connecticut and Florida. And he told the officer that his Florida license was valid in New Jersey. Get this. Uncertain of the claim, the report says, uncertain of that claim, the officer checked the New Jersey gun laws. He didn't. What's there to check? Nobody can carry in New Jersey. An officer's uncertain about that? That's laughable in and of itself. This guy was arrested. He was charged with unlawful possession of a weapon, hollow point bullets, and a high-capacity magazine, as well as driving with a suspended license.
I'm surprised he wasn't charged for pumping his own gas, because I believe that's illegal in New Jersey.
Yeah, the gas station was closed. He shouldn't have been there to begin with. But you have a good point. The fact here is that I don't have that same gut instinct about this that I had when I read Brian Aitken's case. Folks, when you're traveling anywhere, listen, this is a country of 50 states. It's patchwork laws. If you are lawfully carrying your sidearm in Connecticut where he was, he had to traverse New York as well to get to New Jersey. He was breaking New York state law. He was breaking New Jersey law. He would have been legal in Pennsylvania. Unfortunately for him, he didn't make it. And there's really no excuse there, Kurt. Not in this case. This is not a Brian Aitken case.
No.
That I can tell on the surface anyway. So
Brian Aitken situation was just completely wrong on moral and legal grounds. It was totally, totally unethical, and that was such a shame. And this situation is not to that degree. This situation is a person who, you see this kind of thing happening. I remember during the Second Amendment march, for example, there was a story of a person from Tennessee who was found with a firearm in his car in D.C., and, you know, he thought his Tennessee permit would work in D.C., which, of course, not so much, unfortunately. I think it's more a testament to the fact that we have this patchwork series of laws in our country and that, you know, your permit in one state is not good in every other state. I mean, I think between my Virginia and Florida permits, I can carry in over 30 states, and that's wonderful, but still a lot of states where I can. And I have to think about it. I live right on the Potomac. I mean, I live just over the river. So I'm just on the other side of freedom. And so I have to think about that every day. You know, if I'm driving in my car, you know, am I going to take the wrong turn and wind up on a bridge? Or, you know, am I going to cross the George Washington Parkway where, you know, for 2 miles it's technically in D.C. because it crosses the water, even though, you know, you didn't actually cross the bridge. It's still technically in D.C.
The River of Freedom, Kurt.
Yeah.
The Potomac, literally.
You worry about that every day.
Sure you do. Well, this case is interesting. This guy testified that he had not looked at the list of states that provided, that comes with your Florida license, gives you a reciprocal map, for crying out loud, when you get your Florida license, okay? And Florida's license is a weapons license. but he's out of state. Folks, you got to use your head. Don't be a bonehead. Don't add your name to that list. Don't let some stupid, simple mistake cost you what it's cost this man. Now, there are plenty of places to go to find out where your permit is valid. Go to handgunlaw.us for crying out loud. Go to usconcealedcarry.com. Join the organization. And keep this information at your fingertips. Print it out when you're traveling. Okay, the Northeast is not friendly to your firearms freedoms. What he testified in court, Kurt, was that he was told by a Connecticut police officer that as long as he did not leave his car, he could carry the gun through other states. No. It doesn't work that way. I have a Georgia firearm license. When I drive into North Carolina, I have to take the gun off my person. I usually do that in Augusta. And I put the firearm where it's legal in South Carolina, that being in the glove box or a console. That's what you have to do. You've got to know the laws. It is incumbent upon you to understand where you are, what you're doing, how you're doing it, and whether you're breaking those state laws until national reciprocity passes. And Kurt, I think it will.
Well, that would be a wonderful thing if we could have our Second Amendment rights respected everywhere, like our First Amendment rights are respected everywhere. And we wait for that day to come, and hopefully won't have to wait too long.
Driver's license, marriage license, freedom of speech, the McDonald decision. Hopefully we'll see some positive changes. It is a great time to be a law-abiding gun owner in America, folks. Don't let the mainstream, lamestream media depress you. Please. It's all good. Get involved. Where can people find out Students for Concealed Carry? We've got about 15 seconds.
www.concealedcampus.org. We'll give you all the information on what we're up to. And we're still waiting for the apology from all the people who in 87 said blood was flowing.
You won't get it. Folks, you're listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Kurt, thanks for sticking around with us. We'll be back with Larry Pratt.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
Hi, Lisa. This is Georgia. Do you know of any good Christian computer games I can buy Molly for Christmas?
Yes, my Jimmy just loves his Charlie Church Mouse computer game with animated Bible stories. He's having a blast learning about sizes, shapes, colors, math, spelling, and more. It's great for kids ages 2 through 8. Go to inspiredgames.com and use their store locator.
Did you say inspiredgames.com?
Yes, Charlie Church Mouse is at inspiredgames.com.
LB games are available at participating Walmart stores. Available at Family, Lifeway, Mardell, and Berean Christian stores, too.
Good, clean fun.
I don't even know the manufacturer, but I always carry 8 magazines when I carry a 1911, and when I carry my Glock Model 20s or my Model 29s, usually both, I carry at least 6 magazines, because the Glock 20 magazines will interchange with the Glock 29. So I carry a lot of firepower. I carry